弟兄姊妹，我今天其实是一个夏令会后的领受的交通。
Brothers and sisters, today I want to share the afterthoughts of the retreat.
但是我还是给他一个 title， 一个名字叫交通之路。
I still give it a title as the way of fellowship.
因为我也实在感觉我们弟兄的交通呢，是帮助我们能够扩大更深的与神有交通。
I believe that our brother's fellowship with us also help enlarge us to have a deeper fellowship with the Lord.
往这个路，往这个方向走呢，也可以帮助我们朝向一个万民祷告的殿的光景。
And when we go in this direction, it can help us to be a house of prayer for all people.
我们复习一下诗篇27篇的两节。
We'll review two verses from Psalm 27.
诗篇27篇的第四节。
Verse 4.
有一件事我曾求耶和华，我仍要寻求，就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿里求问。
One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple.
第八节。
Verse 8.
你说你们当寻求我的面，那时我心向你说，耶和华啊，你的面我正要寻求。
When you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will seek.
这两节呢，都有提到寻求。
These two verses mention seek.
但其实就是一个寻求。
It is seek.
我想对于这一次我们弟兄的信息呢，我们应该有一个感觉。
We to have the sense from our brother's message.
如果这些信息呢不成为我们的经历的话，这些信息就归于无有。
If these messages do not become our experiences, then all these messages will amount to nothing.
就像我们弟兄开头的时候，他讲到说，我们可以不惧怕。
Just like our brother shared in the beginning, that we can have no fear.
这个不是一个讲的好听的头脑的知识。
This is not something that is some nice thing to say in our head knowledge.
对，当我们真正面对我们的环境，面对我们的前途的时候，我们是否真能够经历我们在主里不惧怕？
When we face our circumstances, when we face our future, can we indeed be of no fear in the Lord?
对，我想在我们弟兄交通这整个诗篇27篇。
So when our brother shared the entire Psalm 27,
我们看到在大卫的身上呢，他有一个专一的寻求。
In David's life, he has this one thing that he seeks.
这个就好像在新约里面保罗讲的那个追求。
Just like in the New Testament, Paul speaks of that pursuit.
保罗有一个标杆。
Paul has a goal.
他在那里要竭力的追求往这个标杆前进。
He is there. He wants to pursue towards that goal.
大卫的灵在这边，他的追求，他的寻求也是一样的。
The spirit of David here, his pursuit is the same.
他要专一的寻求主的面，他要追求，竭力的追求，能够往这个方向走。
It very single-mindedly he is seeking the Lord and he's pursuing in this direction.
然后他知道说，其实这是主向他的一个启示，寻求主的面是主的心意和呼召。
And this is a revelation from the Lord to David that to seek the Lord's face is his will and his calling.
也是从神来的拯救和祝福。
And it is also a deliverance and blessing that comes from the Lord.
对，其实寻求主的面，根据我们弟兄的交通，就是要保守主的同在，与主有交通。
So according to the fellowship from our brother, that to seek the Lord's face is to be in his presence, to have fellowship with God.
也就是说，我们要直接的来遇见主，不管我们看见是主的笑脸还是主的怒脸。
that we come and directly to encounter the Lord, no matter what we see, his face as a smile or his angry face.
对于这个呼召呢，大卫有一个立即的回应，也有他的爱慕。
With this calling, David has an immediate response and his love.
不仅他是个人寻求主的面。
Not only individually, he seeks the Lord's face.
他也知道呢，这个呼召是把他带到神的殿，就是神的家里面。
He knows that this calling is to bring him into the house of God, into the temple of God.
在那里不仅他个人也能够与众圣徒来瞻仰他的荣美，讨主的，讨神的喜悦。
Not only individually, but he can come with all the saints to behold the beauty of the Lord, to please the Lord.
所以在我们弟兄的交通里面，我是感觉他指出了一条交通的路。
So in our brother's fellowship with us, I see that he is pointing to us a way, it's a way of fellowship.
那在各个方面呢，我们能够在交通的事上有学习，并且得着那个秘诀。
And in all way, all different things, we can have this secret of fellowship.
好像我们与神的交通那个层面能够扩大并且加深。
That our scope of fellowship with the Lord, it can be enlarged and it can be deepened.
我们读一处圣经是哥林多后书三章十四节。
Second Corinthians 3:14.
哥林多后书三章十四节，但他们的心地刚硬，直到今日诵读旧约的时候，这帕子还没有揭去，这帕子在基督里已经废去了。
But their minds were blinded, for until this day the same veil remains unlifted in the reading of the Old Testament, because the veil is taken away in Christ.
然后十六到十八节。
16-18.
但他们的心几时归向主，帕子就几时除去了。主就是那灵，主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。我们众人既然敞着脸，得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
Nevertheless, when one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Now the Lord is the Spirit.And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord.
我们今天有提到说，与神交通呢，是神的旨意，就是神永远的旨意。
Our brother has mentioned that to have fellowship with the Lord, it is God's eternal purpose.
我们从刚才读的圣经呢，也可以明白说，这个与神交通是达到神永远旨意的路。
And from the verses that we read, we can also see that to have fellowship with the Lord is the way to the eternal purpose of the Lord.
就是说，神对人的目的呢，是要人有一个神的一个形象。
So God's purpose for man is to have, to that man will have the image of the Lord.
然后能够显出神的那个性情跟荣耀出来。
That can manifest God's glory and his nature.
我们弟兄姊妹有提到说对于大卫哈，能够光是能够见到神的面，就已经是一个非常 overwhelming 的一个启示了，一个认识了。
Our brother has mentioned that for David to see the face of the Lord, this is it's very overwhelming for him.
也就是说，我这个卑微一个污秽的人，现在我能够看见神荣耀的脸面。
That I'm so unclean and so lowly, and yet today I can see the glorious face of God.
但是还不止如此。
And not only that.
对，也看到说我们这批人不仅能够看见，而且能够得着主的荣美。
And not only that do we can we see him, but we can receive his glory.
所以他这边保罗讲说，如果你常常的与主交通，一直能够看他的面。
And here Paul said, if you can come continually and behold his face.
这是一条路呢，能够把我们带到我们身上，能够彰显这神的荣耀。
This is a way that we can, on us, we can manifest his glory.
对，那当我读到这边的时候，我总会想到那个 有一个词叫做夫妻脸。
When I read this, I think of a phrase called a husband and wife, like a likeness.
看起来很像，对，就是。
They look alike.
就当这个夫妻这个生活太久了之后呢，他们的语气、神情。甚至体态呢，都会越来越相近。
And when husband and wife they live together for very long, their tone, their you know the way they move, you know their movements, everything, you know, it's very alike.
但这个其实不是很完全，在人的身上不是很完全。
And this is not perfect in men.
也就是说啊，比如说我们结婚，可能过了四五十年以后。
Maybe after you get married for like 40-50 years.
我相信可以肯定啊，这个太太还是常常抱怨说，哎呀，我的丈夫还是真是不了解我。
Maybe the wife is still complaining that my husband didn't understand me.
对，虽然那个脸长得越来越像。
Maybe they, you know, they're beginning to look more and more alike in, you know, their face.
但是常常还是互相抬杠，互相这个斗嘴，性格还是格格不入。
But they often still have arguments and their personality still can't fit in.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们的主在做一件不可能的任务。
Brothers and sisters, so our Lord is trying to do an impossible task.
对，他要我们整个人呢，有神的一个性情被放，就是 building， 就是在我们的里面。
He wants us to that His nature, God's nature, is built into us.
但是神就是要把这个极大的福分加给他的儿女身上。
But the Lord wants to give this enormous blessing to add on to His children.
所以我们刚读的这段保罗写的圣经呢，其实跟那个整个诗篇二十七篇感觉是一致的。
So when we read what Paul wrote, it's the same on the same page as Psalm 27.
对，你如果要真的能够变成主的形状，荣上加荣的话。
If you want to be transformed into the same image of God and from glory to glory,
我们的心一定要先转向主的。
Our heart has to first turn to the Lord.
这也就是说，我们的心必须要单纯，要单单的在那里要主。
That our heart has to be single, that we only want God.
同时之间，这件事情是有代价的。
At the same time, this thing has a price.
好像你不是说好像就看一看看一看好像就变成了。
You can just take a look and take a look and you become like God.
对，我们每个人身上都有 part.
All of us on us there is this veil.
如果我们不把这个 part 放下的话，我们其实不是真的能够与主面对面。
If we do not remove this veil, then we are not truly face to face with the Lord.
所以我们就发现在这个路当中呢，要有放下，要有要能够谦卑。
So we see that on this road, we have to have laying down and we have to have humility.
对，这个帕子可以是我们的面子，可以是我们的顽固。
This veil can be our face and also can be our stubbornness.
对，可以是我们的自私。我们的权利，我们的观念等等。
It can be our selfishness, our own rights, and our perspectives.
对，这些一定要放下。
We have to lay all these down.
然后保罗也在这边写说，这个主，这是主是灵，我们的情况是从主的灵变成的。
And Paul says here that the Lord is the Spirit, so in us that it has to be from the Spirit.
所以这件事情呢，不是一种，就是走，不是一个外面一个表面的一个行为。
And this is not some outward doings.
所以当大卫跟神交通的时候，这完全是一个人灵里的故事。
So when David has fellowship with the Lord, this is a story in a person's spirit.
所以一个人可以读圣经读一个钟头，但是其实没有真正的与神有交通。
A person can come and read the Bible for an hour and still did not fellowship with the Lord.
我们现在可以花两个钟头到三个钟头在一起聚会。
We can come and use 2-3 hours and gather together.
我们好像在做一件跟神有关的事情。
It seems like we are doing something that has in relation to the Lord.
但有可能我们的灵里面没有在跟神交通。
But it can be that in our spirit, we are not fellowshipping with him.
然后保罗也在这边讲说，我们必须敞着脸，就是说我们自己这边呢，必须要向主完全的打开。
And Paul also says here, with unveiled face, that means we have on our end to be totally open to the Lord.
对，不能够有任何的隐藏。
That we no hiding.
这个我等一下还会再多提一点点。
I'll say more later.
然后我们要接下来我们要去体会神的心意，是神非常的愿意要与人有交通的。
And we have to see God's will that He really wants to have fellowship with men.
这个并不是说只是纯粹从人的单方面说 ，OK， 我跟神交通是一个我得益处的事情。
It's not just a one-sided thing that from man's side, you know, if I fellowship with the Lord, then I can gain something.
但是我们要去体会我们神的心肠，他是非常乐意也愿意要与人有交通的。
We have to sense God's heart. He truly wants to have fellowship with man.
对，弟兄姊妹，有的时候我们对一些很基本的真理跟认识，有时候我们再仔细的去想一想。
When we think of the basic truth, when we truly go, you know, think about it.
对，有时候我们知道说与神交通，这是一个我们常挂在嘴上的事情。
Maybe we say it, you know, often, you know, we have to have fellowship with the Lord, have to have fellowship with the Lord.
但当我们在好好的 stay back, 就是退一步，想想我们对这件事情的认识和光景。
But when we step back and really give thought to our knowledge and condition of this matter.
我们就会想到说，人能够跟神交通是一件不得了的事。
That for man to be able to have fellowship with God, this is an awesome thing.
对，就是我不知道怎么形容啊，就是哪一天你可以跟我地上有什么名人啊。
Any famous people on this earth.
比如说我是学电脑啊，比如说 Bill Gates 好吗？那个。
I'm in computer science, so if you see Bill Gates.
对，哪一天好像可以跟这个一个某个大人物有点交通，这好像是很特别的事情。
It's an incredible thing.
我们能够跟这位创造宇宙的永生神有交通，这是一件很特别、很不得了的事。
And to be able to have fellowship with the eternal God, this is something that's incredible.
这是一个很大的权利。
It's a great privilege.
所以我希望弟兄姊妹能够珍惜这件事情。
I hope brothers and sisters, you would cherish this.
然后我们也会继续想到说，我们有多少人是能够与神有通畅的交通的。
And we can also think how many of us can really have this unobstructed fellowship with God.
对。就是我仍然是这样说啊，就是我们挂在嘴上与神交通。
The same, you know, we can say with our mouth, you know, we have fellowship with God.
但是我们真正与神交通的那个实际的情况到底是如何呢？
But truly, when I'm coming to that reality, that real condition, how is it like?
对，我们有在交通吗？
Are we truly having fellowship with Him?
对，神可以跟我交通吗？
Can God fellowship with me?
我们在交通什么东西呢？
What are we fellowshipping about?
对，我可以懂得神在跟我交通吗？
Do I know that God is fellowshipping with me?
这个整个管道到底是不是畅通的呢？
This channel is unobstructed at all.
但不管如何，这是神给我们的一个 privilege, 一个特权，并且是他乐意与我们交通。
But in any ways, this is the privilege that God has given to us that He truly wants to fellowship with us.
我们可以从我用三个我们熟悉的人物来去体会神的感觉。
I'll use three people that we are very familiar with to try to sense how God feels.
我们看那个创世纪的第十八章十七节。
Genesis 18, verse 17.
对，创世纪十八章十七节。耶和华说，我所要做的事，岂可瞒着亚伯拉罕呢？
And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do?
对，这句话呢，是在亚伯拉罕已经99岁的那个时候。
It's when Abraham was already 99.
然后这边有一句话，大家仔细想哈，耶和华就是神说啊，我想要做的事情，我没有办法去对亚伯拉罕有任何的隐瞒。
Think about this, that God is going to do something, and He said, "I cannot hide from Abraham."
我想在人的历史当中，亚伯拉罕是一个蛮关键的人物。
The history of man, Abraham, it's a critical person.
对，我每次想到一个图画，我心中总觉得总是蛮有感触的。
When I think of this picture,
这个图画是这样子哈，在人的历史当中呢，在比如说在亚伯拉罕那个时代，神在天上遍察全地。
So during Abraham's time, that God is looking at the entire earth.
神的眼目往所有的人这样子扫描去，不断的扫描去看。
And he kept scanning, you know, among the people.
他终于找到一个人叫做亚伯拉罕。
And finally, he found a person named Abraham.
这个人是能够愿意相信神，并且愿意敬畏神的人。
One that willing to believe in God and to have the fear of the Lord.
这个图画是说啊，要能够找到这样的一个人，对神来讲很不容易。
As this picture shows us that it's so difficult for God to find such one.
那现在他终于找到，等，终于找到一个人叫做亚伯拉罕。
And he waited and waited, and finally he find a man named Abraham.
所以当他看到亚伯拉罕的时候呢，不仅仅亚伯拉罕是一个愿意信靠神的人。
And when he found Abraham, not only is Abraham one who is unwilling to trust in God.
而且他也终于找到了一个叫做亚伯拉罕能够跟他有一些交通的人。
That he found Abraham one that can have fellowship with him.
所以如果你回头看那个创世纪。
And when you return to look into Genesis.
对，你看亚伯拉罕的事情的时候，你会看到一些的描述。
And you see Abraham, you can see some description.
对，他会讲说 ，OK， 亚伯拉罕对神说，然后神又对亚伯拉罕说，就说来说去这样。
You can say, you know, Abraham speak to God, and then God speak to Abraham, and you know, it goes back and forth.
也就是说，神终于找到一个人，可以跟他说话，可以跟他有交通。
It shows us that God finally found someone that He can have fellowship with.
然后，当亚伯拉罕被带到多年之后，带到他99岁、100岁的时候。
And years later, when Abraham was 99 and 100.
我读这句话的时候，我感觉我们的神心中有一种很安慰的感觉，就是说我要做的事情，我不能够瞒着他的。
When I read this verse, you know, I feel that our God's heart is comforted, that He said, you know, this thing I'm going to do, you know, I cannot hide from Abraham.
对，就好像比如说有一天我假设啦，就有一天我说，哎呀，我知道的事情，这个我儿子好像也都知道。
For example, you know, something that I know, you know, my son knows about it too.
然后我会做的事情呢，那个他都会做。
And that what I'm gonna do, he will do too.
你会感觉里面有一个欣慰，也有一种 proud of 这样的一个情况的感觉。
You know, you're comforted in your heart and you feel proud.
所以神就有一个感叹说，哎呀，我要做的事情呢，这个都可以让亚伯拉罕知道啊，他可以听得懂，他可以了解的。
And God says, what I'm going to do, you know, I can tell Abraham, you know, he will understand.
然后到了摩西的时代，我们看出埃及记33:11。
In Moses, Exodus 33:11。
33章的11节，我只读前半。
The first half,
耶和华与摩西面对面说话，好像人与朋友说话一般。
And the Lord spake unto Moses face to face, as a man speak unto his friend.
所以当人的这个历史呢，继续的往前推进，又经过了好多好几百年的时间。
So after hundreds of years, as the history of man moves forward,
神终于又找到了一个人叫做摩西。
And finally, God found a man named Moses.
这个摩西啊，能够终于能够更全面的去领受神的交通跟他的说话。
And finally, this man, God found a man, Moses, that can receive, his will.
你知道这句话发生在什么时候吗？
Do you know when this word happened?
当这个摩西带领以色列人出埃及进到旷野。
When Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt into the wilderness.
对，他们在西乃山这个地方，这个安营待了至少一年以上的时间。
When they camp, probably a year, at Mount Sinai.
当然他们在前面这段时间的时候，神就先向以色列人算是显现嘛。
Of course, the Lord revealed himself to the Israelites before that.
然后那个时候呢，神先让摩西上山，把那个十诫，把一些律法告诉了他。
And the Lord had Moses up in the mountain to give him the commandments. The law.
然后接下来呢，神就这是我们的形容哈，神就迫不及待的叫摩西来到山上四十昼夜。
And this is our description, you know, like the Lord just hurried up, you know, and have Moses up in the mountains for 40 days and nights.
然后在那个四十昼夜里面呢，神就把他的那个会幕的那个样式呢。启示给摩西。
And the Lord revealed to Moses during the 40 days and nights the pattern of the tabernacle.
对，我记得有年长弟兄这样交通，我也觉得这个感觉很好，就是说，哇，神等了数千年，终于找到一个人可以好好讲话。
And brothers have fellowship with us, and I feel this is great that the that God has waited for thousands of years and finally found one that he can have fellowship with.
对，我现在要跟你好好交通，你抱歉，你现在没时间吃饭。
You know, I really want to have fellowship with you. You cannot, you know, eat.
对，四十昼夜毫无保留的呢，把他的想说的那个想启示的呢，不断的告诉摩西。
For 40 days and nights, you know, he just kept going and telling Moses all that is in his heart.
然后很可惜的，当摩西下山的时候，他们那个以色列人在拜金牛犊了。
And what a shame that when Moses came down the mountain, the Israelites were worshiping the golden calf.
然后这句话就是在那个时候发生的。
And this word was spoken at that time.
在这个整个以色列人不懂神的心意和作为的时候，
When the entire people of Israel do not know God's will and the work of his hand.
我们的神心中好像有一个很大的安慰，他说我跟摩西说话就面对面的时候就好像跟朋友说话一样。
But the Lord as if he has comfort in his heart that when he speak to Moses it's like a man speaking unto his friend.
我找到一个人能够明白我在讲什么，我找到一个人我能够很通畅的跟他交通。
I found a man that I can speak to him without any obstruction.
还有一位保罗是一个例子。
Another one, Paul is another example.
哥罗西书的第一章。
Colossians chapter 1.
哥罗西书的第一章25节26节。
Verses 25-26.
我照神为你们所赐我的职分做了教会的执事，要把神的道理传得全备。这道理就是历世历代所隐藏的奥秘，但如今向他的圣徒显明了。
Whereof I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God.Even the mystery which had been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to the saints.
没有错，这段这个书信，这个圣经是保罗写的。
This is written by Paul indeed.
但是有点像是保罗代表神来传递神的感觉的。
But it's like Paul representing God and to pass on what God feels in his heart.
所以弟兄姊妹，当你去体会这边写的那个语气的时候。
When you try to feel what the way, the tone of this message.
他是说有一个历世历代一直隐藏的一个奥秘。
The mystery which had been hid from ages and from generations.
也就是说好长好长的时间这个事情没有办法显明出来是隐藏的。
That for a very long time this thing is hidden and it's not revealed.
但是神现在找到一个人叫做保罗。
But now God found a man, Paul.
这个保罗终于能够接受能够听得懂神把这个奥秘显现出来显明给他。
That finally, Paul, he can receive, this mystery of the Lord and understand it.
对，所以神就能够借着保罗这个器皿呢，把他的心意继续的不断的传递给他的儿女们。
That through Paul, this vessel, the Lord can continue to pass on his will.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们去体会神的心哈，就是说他是非常愿意与人交通的。
When we try to understand God's heart, how much He is willing to fellowship with man.
只是神的烦恼就是找不到人能够跟他交通。
But the trouble is He cannot find man to have fellowship with Him.
这个人的单纯，这个人的爱慕，这个人的度量，神要找到这样的人能够跟他交通。
That simplicity, that capacity, the Lord needs to find one that He can fellowship with.
所以我想讲到这边，我盼望我们能够非常宝贵，我们有这样的一个权利。
I feel that we have to cherish that we have such great privilege.
接下来我想要提一下是接下来我后面想要提的呢。比较是讲到交通的，就是交通的路，但是跟交通的内容有关系。
What I want to fellowship now is the way of fellowship, but it has to do with the content of the fellowship.
对，也就是我们弟兄传递的就是说，他要我们他提醒我们，我们这个交通可以不断的扩大。
And our brother reminded us that this fellowship can continually be enlarged.
其实这个扩大也包含了我们跟神交通的那个内容的扩大。
That this enlargement it includes the enlarging of the scope of that content that we can have fellowship.
对，我们跟神交通什么哈？那个内容也检验了我们跟神交通的那个光景跟程度。
The content of our fellowship with the Lord also.We can see our condition when we have fellowship and the degree of the fellowship.
对，也就是说，我们交通的内容呢，也反映了我们跟主的关系，也反映了我们对主的经历和认识。
Because the content of the fellowship it reveals our condition when we have before the Lord and how much we have experienced Him.
对，但也许我们可以思想一下。一两个非常简单的问题。
Maybe we can have some thoughts on a couple problems.
对，我们就回想一下，我们跟神交通的时候，我们到底在交通的内容到底是什么东西
？When we have fellowship with the Lord, what is the content? What do we fellowship with Him?
对，然后我们也可以想一想，如果神要跟我交通的话，我有没有兴趣
？And we can also think about, you know, if God wants to fellowship with us.Do we have any interest?
对，我有没有办法听得懂？
Am I able to understand him?
那个我们很有一个例子啊，玛利亚就是那个伯大尼的玛利亚，坐在主的脚前那个玛利亚。
So Mary, the one at Bethany, she sat before the Lord.
对，那个这位玛利亚呢，她 主耶稣特别讲说他拣选了上好的福分。
The Lord specifically said that Mary has chosen that good part.
对，当然我们知道不，那个不是说马大不好。Okay.
We know that it's not doesn't mean that Martha is no good.
对，我们也不是说可能那时候门徒很累了，他们在家里面休息。
Maybe all the disciples they were very tired and they were resting at home.
但这边特别凸显的一件事情就是说，在一个比较杂乱的环境里面呢。有一位玛利亚呢，安坐在主的脚前。
But here it highlights to us that you know all these busyness, but there is one named Mary, that is who sat at Jesus' feet.
没有错，那个圣经描述说她在听主耶稣讲道。
The Bible describes that she's listening to the Lord's word.
但是对主来说，他可以跟他讲道，是因为玛利亚能够接受。
But to the Lord, he can speak to her because she's able to receive.
所以对神来说，这是一个交通。
To God, this is a fellowship.
然后主耶稣特别觉得这是一个对人来讲一个上好的福分。
And to the Lord, he feels that this, you know, it's a good part for man.
我自己猜想啊，主耶稣那时候对玛利亚讲的应该不是讲那个永远的旨意。
I'm just guessing, but you know, probably the Lord is not speaking about the eternal purpose, to Mary.
对，非常可能，主耶稣里面的内容呢，包含了他即将要上十字架的事情。
Very likely, part of his message, includes that he is going to the cross.
很稀奇的，主耶稣跟门徒们讲过他要上十字架受死好几次。
Amazingly, the Lord has spoken to the disciples a few times that he is going to the cross.
好像没有人真的能够 get 到，是真的能够理解。
But it's as if you know, not they didn't understand, they didn't get it.
但这边有一位年轻的姊妹，她因着跟主有一个通畅的交通。
But here, a young sister who has an unobstructed fellowship with the Lord.
她对整件事情，她对这件事情，她听进去了。
She really listened into her heart this matter.
主耶稣想要告诉人，希望有人跟他同行，在这个事情上面同行。
The Lord Jesus wants to tell men, and he hopes that there will be one that would walk with him on this path.
结果在主最后几天的日子里面
，at the very end those few days.
对，我们有些弟兄姊妹读到马太福音的26章。
When we read Matthew 26,
当在主最后几天，就是还在地上的日子里
，the very few days left when our Lord was still on this earth,
对，竟然只有玛利亚明白主要做什么
，only Mary understood what the Lord was going to do.
所以当他知道的时候，他有一个爱的回应，把他一生最宝贵的香膏都归给了主。
So when she understood that, she has a response out of love that she poured out that precious nard to the Lord.
我实在感觉是在主在地上最困难的时刻，玛利亚这件事情成为了主心中一个很大的安慰。
That during this most difficult time on earth, that what Mary did became a comfort to the Lord's heart.
对，所以我想我们弟兄这次的一个信息的鼓励呢，是叫我们能够继续扩大更深入的与神有交通。
So our brother's message is to encourage us to enlarge and deepen our fellowship with God.
我们必须承认我们的交通的生活还是很窄也很浅。
We have to acknowledge that our fellowship life is very narrow and very shallow.
我们盼望我们能够越来越被扩大。
We hope that we will be enlarged more and more.
就是神跟摩西怎么样那个交通会幕的样式呢？神也可以跟我们交通。
That how the Lord has had fellowship with Moses, the same way he can have fellowship with us.
然后神跟保罗交通那个历世历代隐藏的奥秘呢？他也能够跟我们交通。
How God has fellowship with Paul about the mystery of that is hidden from ages and from generations, the same way He can reveal to us.
所以我们就发现我们跟神交通的那个内容跟深度呢就会越来越扩大。
Then we see that the content, and the depths of the fellowship will be enlarged.
我下面拿出我们弟兄交通的四个点呢来作为回顾。
I will, go to the four points of what our brother have shared and we can have some, review.
一个是在放胆直求中能够扩大这个交通。
That we can enlarge this fellowship when we're boldly asking.
然后第二个是在服事中扩大交通。
And also enlarge when we are serving.
然后第三个是在受责备中扩大交通。
And also when we're being rebuked, we're being enlarged.
然后最后第四个呢是在主的荣美里扩大那个交通。
That this, and, we can enlarge the fellowship, in the Lord's beauty.
Okay, 我们看这个放胆直求。
We see this boldly asking.
我觉得我们弟兄比较强调的是说比如说一个初信的弟兄姊妹来到神的面前没有任何的顾虑。
Just like one who has just believed in the Lord, you know, coming before the Lord, and there's no reservation.
我不太确定我的孩子是怎么想的哈。
I do not know how my kids think.
我自己是这样觉得。
This is how I feel.
就是比如说我在房间里面除了我在聚会的时候。
That I'm in my room and other than the time that, you know, we're having meetings.
他们可以在任何的时间来找我。
They can come and look for me at any time.
对，有的时候可能是我在读书的时候。
Maybe I'm just reading.
有的时候上班的时候。
Maybe I'm working.
那基本上我就算是我在睡觉，他们都来放胆直求。
Even if I'm sleeping, they can come and boldly ask.
有的时候啊，睡得很熟，爸爸爸爸怎么样？
Very deep sleep and they say, "Oh, dad, you know," then I'll get up.
所以丢子们我们来到我当然我们的主是不打盹的。
And of course, our Lord, he did not slumber.
我们永远都有一个很宝贵的权利能够放胆的来到我们主的面前。
We always have this great privilege to come and, in boldness.
我这边想要更多强调的是说我们来到主的面前呢是一种没有任何隐瞒的放胆。
What I'm trying to emphasize is that when we come to the Lord to boldly ask is with no hiding, no holding back.
Just as I am, 那首诗歌啊，照我本相，是我们大部分的人都唱过的。
And just like the hymn says, just as I am.
也就是说，我们信主哈，就算是我们刚信主的那个时候，得救的时候呢，是照着我一个罪人的一个情况来到神的面前。
And the same when we first believe in the Lord, that very moment we come and you know, our condition as a sinner and we come just as we are to the Lord.
对，我是多么一个有欠缺的人，那么多缺点，那么多罪恶的人，但是我照我本相来到主的面前求主赦免。
With so much lack and all this sin, but yet I come just as I am before the Lord.
对，这是我们信主的时候就应该有的经历。
This is an experience that we ought to have when we first believe.
但是我似乎有个观察，就是有时候我们信主久了哈，这个情况好像有失去的可能。
But when I observe, I see that after we believe in the Lord for some time, then we lose this condition.
对，比如说我们对一些事情有怨气。有苦毒，有不满。
Towards certain things, we have resentment, we have bitterness, we have dissatisfaction.
对，老板对我不好了，我心中非常的抱怨，非常的不满意。
My boss is not good to me, you know. Okay, in my heart, it is murmuring. I don't like it.
或是某个弟兄姊妹得罪我了，我心中就是念念不忘。
And maybe a brother or a sister offend me, you know. I cannot forget that.
弟兄姊妹，请记得哈，我们来到主的面前，这些事情都不能够放在一边的。
Brothers and sisters, please remember, when we come before the Lord, we can't just set all these things aside.
对，我现在里面有怒气，有苦毒，我来到主的面前， 这些通通都应该带到主的面前。
In me, there's this anger, this bitterness. When I come to the Lord, I have to bring it before the Lord.
我们来到主的面前，你不能够假装没有这些事情。
You cannot just pretend that these things are not there.
所以那个扫罗有刚开始，虽然扫罗有点假，但是扫罗一开始感觉还比较 OK， 这样表面还有点 OK。
Maybe Saul, even though he was kind of fake, you know, in the beginning, you know, it seemed like he's still okay.
但是当那个人们说，扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万。
When people say, you know, that Saul killed thousands and David 10,000.
对，然后保罗扫罗里面就产生了一种嫉妒跟愤恨。
Then in Saul, you know, he had that jealousy, that anger.
就一直留在他的身上。
And it remained in him.
然后你发现这样的情形他没有带到，就是照我本相带到神的面前，没有。
And when he was in such a condition, he didn't go to God just as I am.
只要他心里面有这些愤恨，这些嫉妒呢，他整个属灵情况就往下坠。
As long as it remains in his heart, that resentment and that bitterness, then his spiritual condition will only go downward.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们来到主的面前，那个放胆直求哈，就是不要有任何的隐藏，你不能够避重就轻。
So brothers and sisters, when we come before the Lord boldly asking, we cannot have this hiding and to avoiding what is important.
对，只要我们这个人来到主的面前呢，就是全部的人，你不能够只有一半或是 90%。
So when we come before the Lord, we cannot just come halfway or 90%. We have to come with our whole being.
就算是我们的现在生活乱糟糟的，在那边爱世界。
Even if our life, you know, is in chaos and we love the world.
或是我们对神有软弱有怀疑。
And maybe we have doubt and weakness before the Lord.
请记得哈，只要你来到主的面前，这些就是你的全部。这些全部都要带到主的面前。
Remember that when you come before the Lord, this is your whole being. You have to bring all these entire being before the Lord.
对，有些弟兄姊妹当找这个年长的弟兄姊妹交通的时候啊。
When brothers and sisters come and have fellowship with elderly brothers and sisters.
会有点故意隐藏自己。
They might on purpose hide something of themselves.
对，让自己看起来听起来比较属灵。
They might want to appear or sound more spiritual.
但其实私底下却已经非常的放松，非常的随便了。
But you know, in reality, you know, they just let loose, you know, and careless.
对，以前我在想，这可能就是人的天性吧，总是好面子嘛。
I said, oh, maybe this is nature of man. You know, we love our faith.
对，虽然我有一些困难想要请教，但是。我整体还是要有一个好的形象。
Maybe I have some difficulty, you know, I want to ask, but then, you know, overall, I have to have this good image.
不过我后来想想不太对。
But then I think that's not right.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们有无意的就算啊，就有时候我们有意无意的哈，这个会有个危险。
You know, if you do it unknowingly, you know, that's okay, but, you know, unknowingly or on purpose, you know, this is very dangerous.
因为有可能我们来到主的面前也是这个样子。
And it's very likely that when we come before the Lord, we do it in such a way too.
对，当我们不能够全人全部的放胆来到主面前的话，你只要有一些虚假，这个交通就不通了。
When we come to the Lord, if it's not with our entire being, not with no hiding, if we try to hide something, then this fellowship, you know, is obstructed.
但假如我们是百分之百，就照着我所认识的我自己，我要百分之百来到主的面前。
But if we come 100%, you know, before the Lord,
所有的软弱、苦毒、我的犯罪，通通来到主的面前。
All the weakness and all the bitterness and all my sins, I come entire being before the Lord.
对，我们这个人就可能可以找到就可能蒙拯救。
Then maybe we can be delivered.
第二个我想要复习一下那个在服事当中扩大交通。
Now, secondly is in service, when we are serving, we're enlarging the fellowship.
对，弟兄姊妹，我们听完之后，你有没有去想过哈，为什么服事能够帮助我们扩大跟主的交通
？Have you thought about how, when in serving, it can enlarge our fellowship with the Lord?
我相信有很多的原因。
I believe there are many reasons.
当然我记得常我们弟兄提到，我们会更多的暴露自己的缺。自己的一个软弱跟缺点，更多的认识自己。
I remember our brother said that we'll expose our weakness, that you know it shows out.
对，他的意思是说，我们平常一个人嘛，都一个人都没事，都好像没什么太大的问题。
He said, you know, when we are by ourselves, it seems like there is no problem.
哎，但是一进到服事的时候呢，这个我们铁磨铁就开始看到一些东西。
And when we come into service, you know, the iron sharpens iron, you know, it has some friction.
其实还是我觉得还是有很多原因的。
I think there are many reasons.
交通是根据生命。
A fellowship is according to life.
其实交通也根据那个经历或是生命的经历。
And fellowship is also according to experience of life.
我们的主啊，来到地上。他不是要受人服侍，他是要服侍人。
Our Lord come is not to be served, but to serve.
他是一个 servant king, 他是一个仆人。
Our Lord is a servant king.
所以哈，我们的主他在他的经历里面，很基本上是这个一个服侍的经历。
So in our Lord, his experience is one of service.
所以呢，如果我们在服事上面多有学习的话，我们就多有这方面的经历可以跟主交通。
So when we have in service, we have some experience, then we can fellowship with the Lord on this matter.
对，有些时候是事情本身就是，比如说我们在服事一些事情的时候，我们希望学习倚靠主。
And sometimes it's some things and some matters that we have to take care of when we are serving in that way. We want to trust in the Lord.
对，这部分的交通，我到底要交通什么呢？
Now, what should I fellowship on this?
啊，这件事情要怎么去处理呢？
How do I handle this matter?
对，很多时候我们可能祷告里面，其实祷告就是交通。我们在祷告里面有很多很琐碎一些事务性的事情。
So prayer is fellowship. So when we are praying, you know, there are many little trivial things that we are praying about.
这是会所啊。有时候我发现，因为我在会所那边装那个网路线嘛。
So when we at the meeting place, when I'm connecting the internet lines.
但有一个线的头就是从墙壁正中间伸出来的。
And there is one line that comes right out of the middle of the wall.
对，意思就是说。等这个完工之后，你们会看到有一面墙壁呢，中间有一个洞。
So when the place is finished, you'll see that in the middle of the wall there is a hole.
对，就像这种事情，后来还好有弟兄发现了。
Thankfully, a brother noticed that.
我们就提早在这个 ceiling 装好之前，就是反正就把那个洞出来的线把它移到高一点的地方。
So before the ceiling is done, you know, we moved it, moved the line higher.
对，这些很多很多事情哈，我们学习倚靠主。
So there are many things that we need to learn to trust the Lord.
但其实事情本身还不是全部。
And these things, it's not the entire thing.
而是说在这些寻求倚靠的过程里面，我们也被带到跟主有交通。
But in this process of seeking and trusting, it brings us into fellowship with the Lord.
对，我们学习倚靠主，我们仰望他。
We learn to trust the Lord, to look unto Him.
然后我们也看到主 cover, 就是 cover 过我们很多很多的不足。
And we see that our Lord covers all our lack.
不管如何，我们在服事，如果我们愿意有心多有点服事，
If we have the heart to serve,
我们有很多事情需要寻求，很多事情需要跟主交通的。
Many things we need to seek, and many things we need to fellowship with the Lord.
然后我们的那个交通的内容，自然的就会被扩大。
and that content, you know, the scope it will enlarge naturally.
我举一个例子哈，我们最近读到一段圣经是哥林多后书十二章十五节。
For example, we read Second Corinthians.
哥林多后书十二章十五节。
12:15.
我也甘心乐意为你们的灵魂费财费力，难道我越发爱你们，就越发少得你们的爱吗？
And I will very gladly spend and be spent for you, though the more abundantly I love you, the less I be loved.
弟兄姊妹，这个是一个保罗的经历。
This is the experience of Paul.
他为着这些弟兄姊妹呢，把他全人全心都摆上。
For these brothers and sisters, he give up his entire being and heart.
宁愿有那个饿肚子的可能，也不接受弟兄姊妹的奉献。
He would rather go hungry than receive the offering from brothers and sisters.
对，他希望在弟兄姊妹不会有任何的这个所谓的把柄。
He doesn't want to have any hold something that people can grab onto.
但当他用神的爱来爱这些弟兄姊妹的时候
，When he loved brothers and sisters with the love of God，
他说我越爱的越多
，The more I loved，
你们爱我就爱的越少
，It seemed like the less you love me。
弟兄姊妹，这句话白纸黑字我们可以读得懂
，This is written black and white， we can understand it。
但是我们可能没有这个经历
，But maybe we do not have this experience。
有的时候我在想象以后到了勇士可以好好找保罗交通一下。
I imagine you when in eternity to come and have good fellowship with Paul.
这完全是想象哈，这
到时候要 this is imagination.
排队挂号，要挂号要排队。
Maybe I have to, you know, stand in line.
因为找他交通人很多嘛。
A lot of people waiting.
对，比如说我挂到这个10800号。
Maybe 10,000 or 8, you know, number.
然后往后面一看，哦，哎，倪弟兄，你也来排队吗
？And I say, turn around. Oh, brother, me, you're here too.
你要不要先交通
？Do you want to go have fellowship first?
倪弟兄就说，你可能跟保罗啊交通这个15分钟就差不多了。
And very brother, you say, well, you maybe 15 minutes with Paul, you know, is enough for you.
对，但是我预备跟他交通8天7夜。
But I'm prepared to fellowship with him for 8 days and 7 nights.
对，弟兄姊妹，我们必须要有这些服事的经历。
Brothers and sisters, we need to have these experiences from service.
他这边讲到一个人舍己的爱，他不求回报。
This person a self-denying love, it doesn't ask for return.
然后，而且他经历到别人的拒绝。
And to experience others turning down.
但是他从来没有后悔，也从来没有放弃。
But he has never regretted or given up.
这边有一个弟兄，他懂得什么叫做 unconditional 的 love.
And here is a brother that knows unconditional love.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们不敢说跟保罗比。
We dare not say we are comparing ourselves to Paul.
但是如果我们略略有一点这个经历的话。
But if we have that very little bit of experience,
我们在这个方面就可以跟保罗有一点点交通。
And we can have fellowship with Paul in this area.
但这些都是我们主的经历。
But this is all the experience of our Lord.
我们也就是可以跟主多有这方面的交通。
And we can have more fellowship with the Lord in this area.
所以我们弟兄常见也提到说，我们不可以轻看教会。
Brother Chang also said we cannot belittle the church.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们真的有心要服事的话，我们绝对不可以轻看教会。
Brothers and sisters, if we have the heart to serve, we ought not to belittle the church.
没有错啊，教会是一群软弱的人组成在一起。
Indeed, the church is made up of a group of weak people.
但是很稀奇的。只要这边有一个教会的实质的话，我们的主是非常的尊重，非常的看重。
But if there is a reality of the church there, then the Lord honors it and he esteem it.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我们只是觉得啊，我是个过客，我来看看看看聚聚看看。
If you know, brothers and sisters, if we are standing like a passerby, just stand by and look.
对对，可来可不来。
I can come and I can don't come.
来了心也不在。
Even if I come, my heart is not here.
这个是一种的轻看教会。
This is a type of belittling the church.
或是说我拒绝教会的权柄。
Or I refuse the authority of the church.
对，我爱做什么就做什么，没有人可以管得了我的。
I can do what I want to do. You guys cannot, you know, try to stop me.
对，这样的情况也很危险，因为这是我自己好像离开了基督的身体。
And this is also a dangerous condition because it's like myself, I choose to separate from the body of Christ.
但是那个背后的灵呢，也是轻看教会。
But the spirit there is also belittling the church.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我们真的有心哈，能够进到与神更美好的交通里。
Brothers, if we have the heart to enter into that fellowship with the Lord.
对，有一个方面就是我们愿意能够学习有点服侍主。
And one way is that we have this willing heart to want to serve, learn to serve the Lord.
对，服侍弟兄姊妹，服侍这个教会。
And to serve brothers and sisters, to serve the church.
但是在我们服侍之前呢，我们必须有知道两个非常重要的原则。
But before we serve, we need to know two important principles.
一个是服权柄，一个是必须要有交通。
One is to submit to authority, and the second is to have fellowship.
对，如果我们不愿意进到这个原则的话，神没有办法把服事交给这个人。
If we are unwilling to enter into this principle, then the Lord is unable to give us this service.
第三个呢，是在受责备当中，受责备被更正当中被扩大交通。
And the third is when we are being rebuked and being corrected in such a way that we enlarge our fellowship.
我们弟兄提到了一句话，我去找了出来，诗篇141篇。
Our brother mentioned the Psalm 141.
诗篇141篇第五节，我念前一半。
I'll read the first half of verse 5.
任凭一人击打我，这算为仁慈。任凭他责备我，这算为头上的膏油。
Let the righteous strike me, it shall be a kindness, and let him rebuke me, it shall be as excellent oil.
也就是说，一个义人，或是说从主来的责备呢，会成为我们头上的膏油。
That the righteous, or you can say that the rebuke from the Lord, it can be as excellent oil on our head.
我不知道为什么哈，英文圣经它是翻成 an excellent oil。
I do not know why the English version it says as excellent oil.
就他讲到说，这个责备带来的膏油是一个非常非常美好，非常又我不知道怎么讲，就是 excellent 的一个膏油。
That this oil that comes from the rebuke is excellent.
也就是说，一个不愿意受责备更正的人就没有这种膏油。
That also refers to that.One who doesn't want to receive rebuke and correction will not have this oil.
其实弟兄姊妹，这个我想想，其实还是不难理解的。
Brothers and sisters, it's not hard to understand.
我们应该大部分听过哈，圣灵他做事的一个法则，一个原则。
The principle of how the Holy Spirit works.
对，他会在我们里面呢，用那个微小的声音。或是有一些圣灵的感动在那边提醒我们。
He inside us would have that small voice, that touching us.
但是有一件事情我们可以做得到的，就是消灭圣灵的感动。
But one thing we can do is we quench the Holy Spirit.
也就是说，当圣灵有一点微小的声音来提醒的时候
，When the Holy Spirit have this small voice reminding us.
对，他想要跟我们交通，但是那个交通是更正的交通。
But when he wants to have fellowship with us, but that fellowship is correcting us.
我拒绝或是我 ignore 忽略掉。
If I refuse and I ignore.
啊，下一次他又 try 又再试一次，再用微小声音来提醒。
And he'll try again with that small voice reminding us.
我再次拒绝他。
And again, I refuse him.
拒绝，再三拒绝哈，这个叫做我们 eventually 就是消灭圣灵的感动。
And after refusal, that after that is, you know, it's called we quench the Holy Spirit.
我们圣灵的那个恩高的教训就越来越衰微了，它不是衰微，就是它越来越隐藏自己了。
The anointing of the Holy Spirit, you know, he hides himself.
也就是说，当一个人拒绝圣灵的责备跟更正的时候，圣灵就慢慢就不说话。
So when one refuses the rebuke and correction from the Holy Spirit, then he will stop speaking to you.
对，圣灵不在这个人上做事，那根本就没有膏油了。
And if the Holy Spirit stops working on this person, then there is no anointing.
但是如果你顺服去接受他。
But if you submit it to him to accept it, to receive it.
圣灵就好像越来越通顺通畅，他越来越跟你讲，你改了一次他又再讲，又改了一次又再讲。
And he's like flowing, and he, you know, once you change him, he will correct you again, and you keep changing.
你就发现这个人的身上他的膏油就越来越增加。
And you can see the increase of the anointing in this person.
弟兄姊妹，我实在觉得圣经里面，比如说我们弟兄提到耶利米书，圣经里面很大的一部分交通是责备啊。
Brothers and sisters, truly I believe, just like our brother shared, you know, even in the book of Jeremiah, that many of the fellowship is rebuke.
对，我们读圣经的时候，不要以为读到的都是哦，天天平安喜乐，那边又是快乐。
Oh, when we read the Bible, don't feel like you know, every day, you know, it's peace and joy, you know, everywhere.
对，当我们读圣经的时候，特别是这些先知书代表神说话的时候，它很大的一部分是责备、更正，也有警告的。
When we read the Bible, especially of these prophets, they are speaking, representing God, and a lot of it is rebuke and correction.
但是当一个人愿意回转、愿意接受的时候，他这个无花果70年都是新鲜的。
But when a person is willing to turn toward the Lord, this fig, even after 70 years, is fresh.
对，其实弟兄姊妹，我们需要去经历这个。
Brothers and sisters, we need to experience this.
其实我们接受人的指正的时候，严格来讲，就是接受神的责备。
When we accept the correction of man, then strictly speaking, we are accepting the rebuke of God.
对，很有可能我们的面子挂不住。
Maybe we'll lose face.
心里也会难受。
And maybe we feel hard inside.
但是稀奇的是我们要去经历哈，你会发现你的灵里面就开始很顺畅。
But amazingly, when you need to go experience it, that in your spirit it's flowing.
对，你感觉很滋润，很有主的同在。
It's not obstructed and you feel nourished in there that the Lord's presence is there with you.
最后一个是瞻仰主的荣美中扩大交通。
The last one is that when you are beholding the Lord's beauty and we fellowship with him. That with our fellowship is enlarged.
对，我简短交通一下。
Our fellowship very shortly here.
其实严格来讲，我们到了勇士里可能绝大部分的交通都是这种交通。
And strictly speaking, maybe when we are in eternity, most of the fellowship will be like this.
因为我们不再有什么学业啊、工作、家庭啊、健康方面的祈求了，没了。
No longer do we have any petition about, you know, our work, our school, our health.
我们在勇士里可能就天天就是一直都在瞻仰主的荣美。
Maybe we are beholding His beauty in eternity.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们最好现在就赶快预备。
We better start preparing now.
当然我们还是要有很多的祈求跟祷告，这个学业有困难要祷告，这些
是。It's true, yes, we do need to come and pray and ask and have petitions for other things.
但是我们平时跟主的交通有没有在瞻仰他的荣美？
But daily as we come and fellowship with the Lord, are we beholding His beauty?
其实多饼聚会的本质就是来瞻仰主的荣美。
And truly, that substance of breaking of the bread is to come and behold the beauty of the Lord.
对，当我们来到主的桌子前，跟他亲近的时候。
When we come in, to draw nigh to the Lord at His table.
对，我们先不要想我的前途。
And we're not thinking about our future.
先不要想我这个小孩很皮。
Or think about our mischievous child.
我们是专注的在我们爱我们主的身上。
We are focused on the Lord who loves us.
对，我们思想他的恩典，他的拯救。
You know, we come and ponder on His grace, on His salvation.
他在我们身上的供应，对我们的忍耐。
And His supply in us and the patience that He has showed us.
对，他的慈爱好像是 unlimited, 好像没有限量。
It's like His loving kindness is infinite.
我们想到他一直在我们身上许多的引导，他是何等的信实。
And on the leading that He has in our lives, you know, how faithful He is.
对，我们想到他是那么有智慧，用巧妙的手段在这边塑造我这个人。
And still we think, you know, that how He has, with His wonderful hands, He's trying to mold us, His wisdom.
对，我们想要多多明白，原来他才是真正那个喜乐跟平安的源头。
And we want to truly understand that He is the source of that joy, of that peace.
对，我们想要看见他在十字架上那个受苦，是为我受苦。
And we see when He suffered on the cross, that agony, it was for me.
我们要看到他那个复活的大能胜过了一切阴间死亡的权势。
And that power of the resurrection, it already overcome death.
我们要看到他在宇宙当中，他有最高的权柄，他坐在宝座上，他统管万有，他是那位得胜的主。
And He has the highest authority in this universe, that He's the one who reigns.
弟兄姊妹，我们要早早的学来瞻仰我们主的荣美。
Brothers and sisters, we need to come andTo really behold the beauty of the Lord.
但愿主借着这次我们弟兄这些宝贵的交通。
And may our Lord through these precious message from our brother.
对，让我们真的能够进入到与神交通的那个通畅跟实际。
That we can truly enter in the unobstructive, fellowship, that reality.
叫我们的交通的光景能够稳定，能够扩大。
That the condition of our fellowship can be stable, can be enlarged.
对，也许当我们 in person 的时候，哪一天就看到，哇，这个弟兄肯定与主交通，那个脸上都发着荣光啊。
Maybe when we gather in person, we say, oh, this brother must have had fellowship with the Lord, because you know you can see his face with full of glory.
我想但愿主恩待我们。
May the Lord be gracious to us.
我们有一点点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主啊，我们实在感谢你，让我们有这样一个权利，能够与你亲近，与你交通。
Now we truly thank you that we have such privilege to come and have fellowship with you.
主啊，主啊，借着这样交通，你也能够敞开你的心，主啊，向我们诉说，主啊，你心中的感觉。
Lord, that through this fellowship, you can open your heart to us, and to tell us what is in your heart.
扩大我们的度量，好像我们能够多明白你的心意。
Enlarge our capacity that we may more understand more your will.
叫我们常活在你的面光之中。
That we can continually live in your presence.
谢谢你，祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Lord, we thank you. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.